Everything has to be cleared with the BBC politically, with the palace politically, and also with the artist who's performing during that piece. That can be a real challenge sometimes with some of the major artists who are not quite as good as deciding on what they want to play before they actually turn up. I think Stevie Wonder, who was fantastic on the night, had given us an option of 12 songs that he might sing, and we only knew on the day which ones he was going to sing. Now, if you imagine that in preparing lighting, we need a certain amount of darkness, then to learn on the morning of the concert what the numbers were was quite a challenge. And again, we used our virtual programming to get us out of a corner on that one.
And he didn't actually decide until very late on what he was going to do?
No, I mean, he was so excited by the event that I think he wanted to keep his options open. A lot of artists, certainly in the rock world, will only tell the technicians involved in the concert before they go on stage what the set might be. And so you have to be on your toes for this kind of behaviour.
The images projected really well on that building, didn't they? I mean, that's obviously, you know, what you do and your talent. But, I mean, it just seems to work very well, whereas it might not work on some buildings. Is that because of its geographical shape?
It's basically down to the colour of the stonework. The fact that it's not all glass facade, as many new buildings are, the windows are more historical in terms of building warmth, and the design of it is quite two-dimensional. So there's only really the three balcony areas that jut out, if you like, from the main facade. Aside from that, it's as flat as a screen as we can possibly get. Just happens to be inhabited by some of the world leaders.
And did you have to go inside Buckingham Palace to, when you were talking about the windows, did you actually have to go inside to do that?
We did. That was one of the few mistakes that we did make over the weekend. Was I sent my chaps into the Chinese dining room to prepare some lights for the background for Alfie Bowe's duet, and on the instructions not to move anything, and they felt that it would be appropriate to move a table. I think they moved it 1 foot just to get a better lighting angle at the chandelier.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that was the place where the Queen was taking breakfast the next morning. And the household staff were not amused.